Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, and welcome. It is a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, I apologize. I got disconnected. Like, I'm just sitting there all of a sudden, go, da-da-da, and it wouldn't let me reconnect. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So I don't know what's going on, folks. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, it's scary. Because, like, me and my wife last night, we saw the Sounds of Freedom movie. And I was telling everyone at work, you have to see this movie. You have to see this movie. I think I've heard of it. You got to go see this movie. They even have it a thing, which, you know, like where you can pay it forward, where you can get someone a ticket. And I don't know if it's where you get a ticket and then you send it to, you know, but you can pay it forward and get people to see this movie. And of course, a lot of Hollywood doesn't want that movie being produced because there's, from what I've been told, there's not one movie from the 1980s that Hollywood produced that doesn't have someone involved in it in some form of pedophilia, child trafficking, molestation of little girls, little boys, and that's probably even worse now. And it's a true story. When you see the one raid in the movie, and you see the actual raid, how accurately they depicted it to the people they selected, that it's just sickening. But remember this, folks. That the former disgraced U.S. gymnast Dr. Larry Nassar was stabbed multiple times in a federal prison in Florida. Yeah, they don't like pedophiles. I could have murdered 50 people, but if there's a pedophile in there, he's going down. They don't... Yeah, like Jared's been attacked several times. They don't want nothing to do with him. But... I mean, the police are, and this is what's sick, Tennessee soccer coach recorded himself raping drugged boys, and they're trying to identify who the boys are. There is another Northwestern coach is accused of hazing, doing barbaric forced sexual acts. I mean, you know, I know why the media is attacking this Sound of Freedom movie. It's breaking box office. It's doing amazing at the box office. I want to get into a lot of that and so much more, so don't forget this, folks.
It's something we take for granted now, but there was once a time when we didn't have apps on our phones. When the App Store launched in 2008, the Bible app was one of the first 200 free apps that day. What began as 83,000 downloads in our first weekend has climbed to over half a billion around the world. And we're not done. Imagine everyone, everywhere, reading God's Word every day in our lifetime. Together, we're going to reach billions. It's something we take for granted now, but there was once a time when we didn't have apps on our phones. When the App Store launched in 2008, the Bible app was one of the first 200 free apps that day. What began as 83,000 downloads in our first weekend has climbed to over half a billion around the world. And we're not done. Imagine everyone, everywhere, reading God's word every day in our lifetime. Together, we're going to reach billions.
I'm going to play that twice. Yes, sir. 15, yes, one of the first free apps. Give us today the food we need, Matthew 6:11. Give us the food we need. And the free app was the food we need to get into the word and get into the, you know, when you sit there and you're in intercessor prayer and you just start, hey, somebody is contemplating life, and you just start, keep going on, and lo and behold, your pastor's witnessing to someone that's contemplating life and doesn't know, I don't know what to believe, or this or that. And if you ever saw The Passion of the Christ, it had Jim Caviezel in it. Jim Caviezel, Jesus Christ, J.C., Jim Caviezel. Jesus died when he was 33. Jim Caviezel was 33 when he made the film. Just amazing, just amazing. And he's the star of this movie. He was the star of the movie in The Sound of Freedom, and it is hard to watch because, and I've said this on the program before, you take a kilo of cocaine and you seize a kilo of cocaine, there's probably a 1,000, if not more, that don't even get seized. Yeah, they got those 55 cans and stuff happened, but it just kind of sickens you because it's probably like nothing. That's probably like, okay, and probably it'd be like taking the population of Michigan and taking 1,000 people out, and the rest of the people in Michigan are still being sex trafficked. But hey, we got 1,000. We rescued. You know, I'm not downplaying the 55 and stuff and the people that we rescue, but it's a lot. And still goes on. We need to do a lot more. And it's one of those things that, for me, I'm passionate about this. You know, I'm, you know, when you see that most of the people coming across the border with kids, that's not their kids. They're being trafficked. Hey, you come here from China, we fly you here, we get you here, and guess what you get to do? You work at a sweatshop, making clothes, and you may have 3 or 4 years you have to work like a slave in a sweatshop until you pay it off. Then they still try to own you and still try to run your life and still try to control you. Sound of Freedom tops 40 million in Indiana Jones 5 per screen average. People don't want that woke crap. People want to have, as hard as this is to watch, this is real. This is actual, based off of real things. People want to see this stuff. People want to wake up. I mean, I remember when I saw a thing with Corey Feldman, and Corey Haynes' mom's like, you don't need to make that movie to just release the names. She was more AWOL. I'm like, well, the name's already out there. The people that Corey Feldman has already mentioned, the people that did what they did with the soda pop shop and all that stuff. Okay? Maybe if you put it in film form and you say, hey, this is this Hollywood producer. This is this Hollywood actor. This is this. This is what they are doing. This is what they have done. Maybe it'll be more of a wake up. Than just here's their names. I mean, we have a woman in prison for getting young girls to Epstein Island to be molested and raped. Where is one guy who did that paying? Gee, it's sickening. People want to see the truth as hard as it is. This human trafficking movie is one of the top grossing movies. Oh, but, you know, it's not the easiest thing to watch. But we want to see it. We want to see the truth. We want to be maybe part of the solution. It's just sad when you see all these, and I think it's probably been going on, but now people are like, screw this, I'm coming forward. This is what Larry Nassar did to me. I'm coming forward. I'm not going to be a victim anymore. I'm going to stand my ground. Bennett Larry Nassar, that dude, he was stabbed today. I mean, like, Jared's been attacked several times. You can be, I could have murdered 50 people, but don't matter. In jail, I would still go after a pedophile because I don't care how evil I am. He's way worse. But I just say hi to my buddy, yada, 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 and one of my accomplices, bam, ding, ding, ding. I'm done talking to my buddy. Where's the kid? The kid's gone. Never, ever, 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 ever gone. Never see him ever again. He'll be gone. Like what I was taught this about Italy. Someone bumps into you, they've probably taken your wallet. By the time you can reach around, by the time you realize your wallet's gone, it's already like fourth person. You'll never see it. I remember when I went to Italy, they're like, yeah, get like a wafer-thin fanny pack that you put money in and you keep it around your waist underneath to where I literally have to pull my shirt out and go under my underwear and keep some in your socks. Have it all divvied up. That way, if they were to take something, you still have, they don't take it, a ton of it, you know. Of course, the pathetic media attacks on Sound of Freedom, driven by bigotry and fear. Like, how dare you? How? Well, of course, those people right there, and you're exposing our industry. What the heck? That can't be. How can they make a movie exposing folks? Look up news colonies online. I did it one time because I'm like, what? There's news colonies? Yeah, there are places where, like, everyone in the community, and they have communities, they live completely naked. And I mean, like, they'll have, like, grocery stores. You know, where it's like almost like a commune thing. Like, where everything is there. They go grocery, they live 100% naked all the time. And because of rules and regulations and stuff, it's a, like, nudist community, nudist colony. It's not illicit. And they'll have a family on the beach, lying there. And you will see a 7-year-old girl completely naked. I couldn't believe it. I actually saw some of this stuff. Like, how is this? Well, because it's a nudist colony and they don't believe in wearing clothes and all this stuff. I was fascinated about it. I didn't think they're real. And like, just Hollywood made up, like, but they're naked, completely naked. I'm like, it don't matter. And it's just showing them naturally the way they live their lives. You can see photos of them grocery shopping naked. You can see them walking down the street naked. And you see from 6 years old, 4 years old, 3 years old, all the way up to grandpa. that because it's not about sexuality and it's not, it's allowed. What's crazy about it is a lot of those photos, people go on there just for the ones of the little kids. And then those get cropped and shared, and it's sickening. But you have, like, a lot of the mainstream, like, Hollywood, they don't want that movie come, they don't want their industry exposed. There are Hollywood billionaires and a lot of people in Hollywood that are pedophiles. But there you go, folks. It's sickening. God's children are not for sale. I was telling that, I was talking to a girl at work about that, and she's like, oh, I couldn't do that one, man. Now my kids, man, I'd be in jail. I'd be killed. That's how I'd be. I'm like, yeah, but if I know you're trafficking kids, I wouldn't even question it. I'm like, if I know, if it's a 100% you're done, have fun in hell. But it's sickening. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. And it needs to be brought to the attention. That's not true. All those people crossing the border, a big chunk of the people coming across the border, it's traffickers with kids. They've shown time and time and time again that these people coming across the border, the kid is not with a biological parent. Now, sometimes it's like they for whatever reason, they stay behind, but 9 times out of 10, they're being trafficked. But they're not pedophiles. They're adult attracted minors, or whatever they call that. Like, where they're making it sexually acceptable. I remember when like a girl kissing a girl was like, ooh, taboo, and they talked about it, and then it showed up on TV. And now it's like, you know, it's like we just keep getting further and further away. As long as I'm alive, I will make sure that God's children are not for sale. You don't even want to see what would happen if you try to mess with any of my nieces or nephews. Not today. You won't. Yeah, you try to follow any of my nieces or nephews into the bathroom. See what happens. You better be right with God. I mean, there is a soccer coach recording himself raping drugged boys. Police are working to identify several children. A 63-year-old man is accused of drugging and raping in Franklin, Tennessee. Law enforcement, this is off of Breitbart, but law enforcement said Camilo Humberto Campos, a popular soccer coach who currently is being held for rape of a child and sexual exploitation of a minor, the agency announced in a press release Sunday, noting more changes are expected in the case. More changes and charges, because they think the case might change and there might be some more stuff coming out and stuff. But they said that, have fun. And there's going to be more charges, I think, as the case changes and develops and we get more. I remember I worked at a restaurant, and before it was a restaurant, it was a hobby store. And when we did caterings in the very back, they used to have like a track for like RC cars. And there was a guy accused of getting nitrous and giving it to boys. And when they would get all giddy and stuff on the nitrous, then he would have fun with them. And there were boys, there was a couple of them that finally said, yeah, it wasn't doing anything for me. It wasn't like it was fun. You know what I mean? I still am cognizant enough to know what you're doing. And now I don't know. It's not like, hey, like you're trying to make them, let's have fun. I mean, you see some of these kids say, I'm old enough to where I can't perform. You know, my body functions in a certain way, as does my wife's. Some of these kids, they don't function yet. They're way too young, and they're just sold. Because, hey, cocaine, you sell it once. This little kid, you can sell 5 times a day, every day, all day long. During the immediate and tireless investigation of this in Franklin, Tennessee case, detectives have found hundreds of disturbing videos and pictures on that phone. In many of them, Campos recorded himself raping unconscious boys between approximately 9 and 17 years old, the release stated. They actually have video of him where he would drug these people and kind of knock them out, and then, because I was told if you take like eye drops, you know, like Visine and stuff, and you put it in liquid, like a drop, you can knock someone out and have fun. He's a respected, or was. It's sad. If I talk to my coworkers the way, because I said something to them, like I used to joke this, I'm like, are you following me? No, I prefer to call it stalking. It's the same thing, but it sounds creepier. And Mo's like, you didn't say that to them. Like, it was joking. That's not a joke. And she went, I'm like, yeah, let me tell you something. You should hear what they allow. I would probably go to jail for sexual harassment. So what they teach in kindergarten, in first grade, in elementary school, what they teach these kids, what they talk about to these little kids in first, second, and third grades, I'd probably go to jail for talking that way to an adult. Oh, I thought she identified as a kindergartner because, you know, that's essential. It's deemed essential in kindergarten and first grade, but it's sexual harassment, and how does that make sense? How is talking one way essential to, like, first graders and second graders, but to an adult in a workplace, it's sexual harassment? I'm write me, contact me, get a hold of me, tell me how that makes sense. I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. I mean, how can I'd be in HR so fast. I'd probably be out of a job if I talked the way some of these teachers talk to kindergartners and first graders. Remember when it's like that one video. Did you guys talk about drinking out of a garden hose? Were sinks not noshing? Does someone want to tell me this? We weren't allowed in the house, you know, when that lady goes off about that guy asking about why we didn't have a sink and we had a faucet or sink. We drank out of a garden hose. And they have those commercials. NFL, mind you, to play 60. We used to play like 100%. We were outside 100% of the time. We went to where the bikes were and there's kids of all age and we all played together. We didn't have to worry about being indoctrinated. We didn't have to worry about, that was the 80s. Now you wonder, now Timmy, are you Timmy or Timothy? Are you Timitha? Timmy? What are you? Are you Tabitha? Which one are you? I mean, because, you know, you're confused, Tabitha Timmy, because you don't know. I mean, I cannot believe that I found out that your parents actually put your gender on the birth certificate. How dare they? That's not right. They should be taken away from you. Your parents don't choose your gender. You do. And we're going to help you get so confused that you won't know what to believe. And then we're going to have you take all kinds of permanent body damaging stuff so that, guess what, folks? You're going to be screwed later in life for this little fad they tried to convince you of. No one's convinced me of Jesus Christ. He's real. I know he exists. But they try to convince these kids that they're anything but who they are, a child of the one true king. I remember this person goes, okay, you're a first responder, and you come into an ambulance, and a guy with a male penis says he believes he's had a miscarriage. He claims to be a woman, but he has a male penis. Would you check him for a miscarriage? And the lady's like, well, what do I say? Because I can't say no, because he's a woman. So if it's me, oh, yeah. I'd be racking up that bill. So, yeah, we're going to do a pap smear on you. And let me see, we're going to do ultrasounds. We're going to do all kinds of testing. We're going to do a CT scan just to make sure. We're going to do a MRI, CT scan, x-rays. We're going to do all this stuff. We want to have like 25 different tests just to make sure the baby's okay, because it should still be there. And then when he gets a bill for all this crap, that's what I'd do. He's a guy with a penis saying he's a woman. I'm going to rack up like a $100,000 bill on his butt with all kinds of tests. Yeah, we're going to do a blood test, a urine test. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. Well, I mean, what the heck? It's okay, folks. It's okay. But that's what this, I don't understand this world. God made two genders, man and woman. How hard is that to understand? There's no possible way, if I pretend I'm a woman, there's no possible way I could ever have a miscarriage because I have no body parts in me that could even carry a baby. That's what got me so mad. The first man to ever give birth. I'm like, a man? How did a man give birth? And it was a woman who had like a sex change operation but kept the uterus, and they impregnated her. They did through the belly button or something, they impregnated her, and then they would do a C-section to remove it. So it's still a biological woman. Sorry I have to talk about this stuff, folks, but it's real stuff. Sorry we have to talk about a 63-year-old soccer coach who is drugging kids and videotaping himself inappropriate stuff. Just throw them in prison. They'll take care of them. Put those people in regular, not in solitary confinement. Put them in the regular general population. They'll be killed in no time. Jared's been attacked several times. You could be a multi... Someone could have murdered 50 people, but like I said, throw that dude in prison, they will hang him and castrate his nuts and everything. It's sad. This generation. Now, maybe some of this stuff is going on in the 80s, and now it's just starting, people are just starting to say, enough's enough. I was raped and molested. I'm going to come out. It's like what they're doing to Joe Biden, parading him around when he severely got dementia. I mean, and that's one thing. I mean, with all this crap going on, it's just sickening. And now you see all these people that are no joke. All these artists that are getting stuff thrown at them and all this. I mean, you have right now a Virginia Public Library debating carrying explicit media. Now, if you have a section that's like on, I remember when we were kids, they had like the Happy Hattie videos, you know, and you learned about stuff like that, and it's books like that. But if it's basic books like when we had when we were in school, okay, I get that. But if it's Larry Flint, and okay, we're going to. It's crazy. It's, I don't even know where to begin, folks. With 27 minutes left in play, I'm at a loss. I never thought I would, this would be a big, big issue. And it's sad. Maybe it's been going on for a long time, and now people are finally like, we're having enough, we're exposing this stuff. I was raped, I was molested, this happened to me, and I'm not gonna let it go. This happened to me, I was raped, I was molested as a kid, I'm not gonna allow this, I'm speaking out. Maybe it's a... It's sad. It's sad. Maybe it's something that needs to be brought to the forefront. Maybe it's something people need to hear that I'm going to go and probably lose my job if I talk to a coworker the way kindergartners and first graders and second graders and third graders are talked to. Oh, it's essential to talk to a third grader like this or a second grader, but I'm going to probably lose my job if I speak like that. Listen to this, folks. Let's see if I can get this to come up.
But talking about sexuality to your students in elementary school considered essential. Why is talking sexually at work considered sexual harassment? But talking about sexuality to your students in elementary school considered essential.
Why?
Why is talking...
It makes no sense. But I encourage all businesses out there to buy, if someone wants to go see the movie, Songs of Freedom, buy them a ticket. You can pay it forward. People need to stand up. Maybe we need to have this stuff exposed. Maybe it's something that's been going on for so long. Like I've been told through a couple of my sources that you can't watch one movie from the 1980s that doesn't, if you're against pedophilia and against child predators and against molestating little kids, then you could not support any Hollywood movie ever. And in the 1980s, definitely there's not one movie that doesn't have someone that's involved in some form of pedophilia. So if you think of your niece or your nephew or your sister's son or your sister's baby girl or your cousin or your nephews, if you can imagine any of them getting raped or molested or abused and you're outraged by that, then how can you watch Hollywood movies? Because half of the people you'd be supporting in those movies would be involved in pedophilia and doing that very same thing. I mean, even at Northwestern, there's accusations of hazing and barbaric forced sex acts. More information about alleged hazing incidents in the Northwestern football program have emerged that reportedly involved co-ed sex acts between players. An investigation into allegations headed by Maggie Hickey of Art and Fox Schiff, a former Inspector General of Illinois, determined that the allegations were credible. The school subsequently suspended head coach Pat Fitzgerald for 2 weeks without pay and made several other changes to the football program to mitigate the problem and try to stop it. It's sickening. And these stories I'm talking about are like the front. You understand what I'm saying? Like, these are what are coming out into the front, into the mainstream, into our hands, through the wire. And that's great that they're being exposed, but there's probably way more that are not. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes of this. It's going to be interesting to see what comes of all this that's going on. It's going to be very interesting. I don't know. I hope something happens. I hope people wake up and say, this is not acceptable. This is not the America I grew up in. Oh, no. I mean, you have people who are in the trafficking. Oh, we're condoning this movie, and they're mocking the movie because, hey, you know, why would Hollywood want anything to, why would they want this to come out? I don't know, folks. Life used to be a lot simpler. Was it? Was a lot of this stuff going on back in the day? We just never knew about it. Was the trafficking of kids going on in mass, and it's just now being brought to light? I don't know. Just pray for our young ones. God's children are never for sale, ever. I remember I actually exposed it on this program. They showed it was on Wayfair. And there's let's get a dresser for my niece Robin. $70 dresser. That same dresser you can find for $30,000. What's the difference? One would have kids attached with it. So they you know, you're going to wonder what, and then like almost as soon as you would, and there are people that took screenshots of those, because like that dresser that was 70 and 30, the $30,000 one would be gone, like, and just disappear. Because I think when people caught on, and I'm sure it's like that on eBay, I'm sure there are things that iPhone for $25,000, well, yeah, that comes with a little kid. I wouldn't doubt it that there are websites that if you go on there, you'll wonder, why is this phone worth $20,000 or $30,000, or why is this lamp ain't, that's a $20 lamp, but they just, oh, yep, well, he's paying $40,000 for it, yeah, it's okay. Well, the whole point of that, he pays that, and he gets delivered a little kid, or a little girl, or a boy, whatever suits his fancy. And they were showing tons of stuff on Wayfair. And like they were, like as soon as people instantly were taking screenshots. Why were they taking screenshots? Because they were getting taken, they were taking them down. Because I think people were questioning why, what was going on. Like, what the heck is this for? Clip, okay. So like when you're on, if you watch Scammer Payback or Trilogy Media, as soon as they realize It's Trilogy Meteor Scammer Payback. They hang up on him. Oh, because you realize you're not going to get no money? And that's what happened. I mean, I remember that video vividly, and they showed tons of actual Wayfair, like, stuff like this is, they don't have furniture that expensive on Wayfair. And they showed the identical dresser, but $40,000 or $30,000 versus the $100 or $95 or $75, whatever it was, $79. And they were 99.9% sure, yeah, that one that's 40 grand, you're getting a little kid. Just remember, folks, God's children are never for sale. That movie just, it wakes you up. And when you see all this stuff happening, all these things, it just really kicks you in the gut, like, what can we do? I remember there was an Inside Edition, and a buddy of mine and I looked this up. They had, like, it was like a modeling site, and they had, like, two to, like, four, and, like, five to seven, and, like, 8 to 10 and like 11 to like 13, and they had, that was ages. And if you were a, and they had, girls had modeling sites, and if you were a professional model, like you were a professional photographer with all the credentials and you paid the rights and stuff, you could have a photo session with this person or that person. And since it was not sexually oriented, they could not get it shut down. A bunch of us, like, how is this legal? Because they would have, like, you know how you go, like, and you have, like a model site where you can see nudes? It was like that, but they weren't naked. And they would sit there and, like, and there's very risque kind of photos. You know, sorry, but seeing a little six-year-old girl in a miniskirt, that's not something that you should be. And, like, how is this not? And finally, after a long time, and so many complaints, it was shut down, thank God. But it's just one of those things. I think we're exposing with, like, the movie we saw last night and everything going on. It might have been around for a while, but it's been exposed. That's the Today's Mail. And I think it's, a lot of it's being exposed. And maybe it was going on for a long time. Now we're just bringing it to light. And maybe it needs to come to light. Maybe but I'm going to move on, folks. Remember, this is going to be kind of cool. Thursday night, if the solar storms happen like they might, you might be able to see the northern lights across 17 states. And I want to get into these states because if you live in Alaska, it usually always has them, but Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Indiana, Maine, and Maryland, you might be able to see northern lights.
When?
Thursday.
You go to Michigan?
Yeah, we're going to go up to Mackinac Island for the like the evening. Drive.
Nope.
You're driving there and back.
Hey, your wife would be all about it. I'm Mackinac Island.
Well, I'll see what an Uber costs. Then we can just sit in the back and sleep. But yeah, it's going to be kind of cool if we can actually see it, because where we live, we don't get to see those northern lights. But are they really northern lights? Or is that the atmosphere heating up from global warming? I think it's the other. I think it's global warming. I think it's the climate crisis, and it's all the climate crisis gases coming together. Just see, I don't remember hearing about Northern Lights before the time of the ozone layer going away and. Kidding, folks. Remember that crap when the ozone layer was going to go away? And we have to get rid of CVCs because they deplete the ozone layer. And I've survived so many end of the world things or things. We were supposed to, I should not be driving a car made out of running on gasoline. My car should not be running on fossil fuels and gasoline right now. It should not be doing that because we should have ran out of oil and fossil fuels a long time ago, folks. I'm just saying, I should be living in an igloo because of an ice age that would have melted because of the global warming, which who knows what would happen. See, since the climate goes up and down, since the temperatures vary, that's why they call it a climate crisis. That way they can't be wrong no matter what happens. If we have hot January, if it ends up being like 60 in January, folks, we have a climate crisis. Yeah, well, see, the climate crisis does not necessarily mean it's going to be super, super hot or super, super cold, you know? If we have an abnormally cold summer, yeah, the ice age, climate crisis. Well, what the heck? You're going to complain about freezing cold temperatures and this ice age? For the last 10 years, you were saying, oh, we're all going to melt. And then there's some, like, big Hollywood dude or some big billionaire or whatever that's, the global warming's happening and we're going to have, like, the sea levels are rising. And he's selling a $33 million beachfront property right on the ocean. No, you can't make this stuff up, folks. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news. Welcome to the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, Old Trafford. I'm at the point now, seeing is when I see actual new owners at United, I'll see it when I believe it, and I'll believe it when I see it. I don't, and then supposedly, I mean, this is what's going on, that they want $50 million for Harry Maguire. Harry Maguire should have been on the clearance rack at Poundland. I'm not even kidding you. He should have been on the clearance rack at Poundland. He wasn't worth a pound. You kidding me? He wasn't worth $50 million when we bought him. If someone will take him off our hands for anything, give us a fiver, we'll give you Harry Maguire, please. I don't care. Get rid of him. He's a fifth choice center back, and he wants to stay. What the heck? We need to get players out of here. Leave. Ten Hag needs to come out and say, Well, heck, some of these players and what they're making, heck, I don't have to play football, and I'm going to get more than I would if I was to go to this team and actually have to be in the pitch and actually have to work. I think he has the COVID mentality. I think some of these players have COVID mentality. I'm not going to get, dude, I'll sit on the bench, and I'll make more than I would being a first team player anywhere else. Please don't pick me, please. I don't actually have to earn my money. I'm making too much money. I just want to sit on the bench. I mean, the problem you have is the Glazers couldn't sell water in a desert. They could be out in the Mojave Desert and they could be out there with a water truck with ice cold water, and they couldn't sell any. Hey, we got a problem, man. We've been out here in this desert all day, and we can't get anyone to buy water, man. What gives? I mean, Anana, I don't mind getting him. I have a problem with what's wrong with the hand. Why don't we take the money that we're spending on Anana and get a striker, put it towards a position we really need? De Gea was not a priority to get rid of. De Gea is still a good goalie. I don't think in my lifetime his clean sheet record will ever be broken. Wayne Rooney's goal record I don't think will ever be broken in my lifetime. Okay? Let me tell you something, folks. De Gea is still a great goalie. We did not need De Gea replaced. No. We didn't. Money, no matter what the amount is, they could have went towards a striker. I'm so done. The Glazers can't sell water in a desert, and you expect them to sell players? McTominay and Fred should go. McGuire needs to go. It's like they're holding on to the team long enough so that Ten Hag can't get a decent transfer. Let's see if we can screw his season before we go. Let's see how much we can milk out of the club. I'm so sick and tired of these, what are they? They're leeches. The Glazers are a leech. They're sucking the club dry. I want to see a striker come in here. I don't want to see, oh, we're going to get Anana. Well, why are we getting a... De Gea was great. There was no need to replace him. Put that money elsewhere. Now, I think Anana is who Ten Hag wanted. So, at least you can say, hey, he's getting two of his signings. Two people he's getting. He wants... It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens, folks, as this transfer window dwindles on. I'm going to see like four players or five players gone. I think some of these players are making too much money that, well, I might actually have to be an important part of a team and make less money. There ain't no club going to pay me what Manchester United is, and I don't really have to do anything. And that's the problem. Harry Maguire should have been on the clearance rack at Poundland. He's horrible. He's Alexis Sanchez in a different body. I remember when Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV, yeah, we're getting, and he was the one that basically told us that we're getting Alexis Hanley. Like, yes, sir. Why are they getting rid of him? I have no idea, and I know why. I know why. What a waste of space that was. Look at how much United have spent. Da, 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 da. Yeah. No, I don't care. Okay, if you go to Poundland and you spend $20 on 20 items that retail for $1 at Poundland, £1, okay, 20 times 20, do the math, versus £1. Would you rather spend the 20 times 20? You realize that you can buy those at Poundland for a pound, right? 1 pound each, and you pay $20 for each of those. Well, you got taken to the cleaners. I always talk about, look at how much you needed to spend, yada, yada, yada. Well, who cares? Everyone they bought is like a dud. You know those fireworks you get? And you boom. And they go, boom, and they, you know, like they're supposed to. And some go, boom. And some go, some you light, and you sit there like a minute, you throw it, and nothing happens. That's what we've gotten, a lot of deadwood duds. They were duds that are deadwood, and no one wants them. And United are praying, well, you... I think if you should say, okay, if you don't have a plan, if Penn Hag doesn't have a plan for you and the team, you're getting paid when you play. I'm tired of these people sitting on the bench. I'll be a sixth choice center back just so I can keep my wages. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Folks, don't forget this. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. I want to thank you so much for tuning into this conversation. And remember, folks, no matter where you're living around the world, don't forget that God's children are never for sale. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you all, and have a great night. Goodbye.